When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Ring, 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 ring. May I please speak with Zoe?
Oh, hello, Lamorne. Let's patch in Hannah.
God, I forgot what it was like working with you guys.
Welcome to our show. Welcome to our show.
Hello. Welcome to our show. Welcome to our show. It's me, Hannah Simone. It is one of my favorite things to do on this podcast, which is to answer questions from you, the listeners. You guys send so many great questions in all the time. You send them into welcome to our show podcast at gmail.com. And I go through that email personally, look through all of the questions. I got to say this too. I would say half of the emails that we get are people just thanking us for the show and saying that they've gone through their hard times or lonely times or COVID when everything was locked down and they were home and that this show kind of helped get them through it. And they're such sweet emails to get. It's so nice to hear that our show has had this slightly bigger purpose than just making people laugh, but providing company and family and all of that. And I'm happy that I was like a small part of it. But so much of that goes to Liz Merriweather, the creator of our show. And to be honest, so much of that goes to all of you for watching the show, which is why we got to keep on making it. So thanks for those emails too. Just want to acknowledge that. So I'm going to just dive in and answer to the best of my ability a lot of these new girl questions. You also sent in so many great voice notes, which I think is always cool because then you get to hear your own voice here on this podcast. So let's start with a voice memo that was sent to us. Let's listen to this question.
Hi, Hannah, Zoe, and Lamorne. My name is Nathara. I'm a high school student, and I'm the biggest fan of New Girl. My question is for Hannah. What was it like for you to portray an Indian woman on screen? As an Indian girl myself, as soon as I saw Cece walk on screen, I was thrilled to see the representation as I knew the show was widely popular amongst people of all races. I thought it was really cool to see the best friendship between Cece and Jess, the interracial relationship between Cece and Schmidt, obviously Endgame, and the arranged marriages that a lot of Indian women actually do experience. Also, did you get to meet Taylor Swift after she ran away with Chevron? That question goes for all of you guys, Lamorne and Zoe as well. Thank you so much. I love you guys. I love this show. I love the podcast. And I hope you have a wonderful day. Thank you.
Thank you so much for that question. Yeah, it was incredible. It was incredible to portray an Indian woman on mainstream American network television. I mean, this show came out now over a decade ago, New Girl. Isn't that wild? 2011 is when the show first premiered. And at the time, there wasn't many people on mainstream network American television that were of Indian descent that didn't have to do the accent or weren't the butt of a joke. So the fact that I played a woman named Cecilia, who was Jess's best friend and Schmidt's love interest, and who was trying to figure her life out. And those were her big defining story points and character points, and that had nothing to do with her ethnicity, was shocking to me and so exciting and liberating. So it was really wonderful. And it felt to me groundbreaking because I didn't grow up seeing that at all on American TV. So I was stunned. And then, and this is why representation matters so much, because they happened to cast someone of Indian descent in that role, they then started to incorporate part of my culture into the show. And for me, that's the best way possible, right? Is that they write this incredible character and then they cast the best actor for it. And then they start to infuse, because of representation of who they've cast, parts of that person into the character. And, you know, they did it with Jake. They did it with Max. You know, they did it with Lamorne. And they did it with Zoe. All of us had little bits of our life or where we're from infused into the show. So that natural way of doing it felt really cool. And I just felt so lucky to be in the right place at the right time to get the opportunity to play that character. So it felt really great. And it felt great that the best friendship, like you know, you asked about, was just an authentic best friendship between two women. That was awesome. And again, it just happened to be an interracial relationship between Cece and Schmidt due to who they cast. But they didn't cast me because I was Indian. It wasn't some sort of quota diversity box they were trying to tick of we need to get an Indian on the show. But I just happened to be. And therefore, all of a sudden, you saw something like an Indian Jewish relationship represented on TV. It was really cool. I still think it's really cool. Oh, the last part of the question you asked, did we get to meet Taylor Swift? I think we'll talk about this a lot when we finally get to that episode, which I'm really excited about. And we'll unpack all of our Taylor Swift stories. But I do remember she was so kind and so sweet and so beautiful, by the way, so beautiful in person, inside and out, that at the end, the unit sales photographer, the person who comes and takes all the photos on set that then you then see in magazines or for social media, asked if they could get a group photo. And I'd been wearing these crazy heels under my wedding outfit, and I'd just taken them off because my feet hurt. And that's when they were like, oh, Hannah, jump in this picture with the cast and Taylor. And I was like, sure. And stood next to Taylor Swift, who I feel like she still had her shoes on, and I was barefoot. And I look like I'm literally half her size. She's very tall. And I felt very short. That was just my memory. Every time I look at that picture, I'm like, wow, I look very tiny. She was very sweet and very kind. And I'm so happy that she was on our show and agreed to do it. That was a wild casting moment. I can't wait to get to that episode. All right. We have another voice memo question emailed in. This is a good one. Okay, let's listen to the question.
Hey, so my question from season one of New Girl is if you could pick one guest star that was only in season one to come back for the rest of the show that you would have liked to see more of, who would it be? And why, of course? Thanks.
So which guest star from season one would I like to have come back? Okay, so I'm going to answer this selfishly. Natasha Lyonne. Because I'm a huge fan of hers. I think she's a phenomenal actress and so funny and layered and cool. And we were so excited when we found out that she was going to be on the show. But I had zero scenes with her. I had zero scenes. So I wish she would have come back and they would have done a fun CC moment with her. I think that would have been a fun pairing. So that's who I'd like to have come back. That was one thing that happened on the show a lot. We'd get these cool guest stars, but they would break our stories up. There's usually an A story, a B story, sometimes like then a small, tiny C story. So often you aren't in a guest star's story and you get no scenes with them. You're not even working the days they're working. So many people we had on our show and my path never crossed with them. So all of those people, all through the seasons, I wish they would come back and be in a story with me. That would have been great. Hopefully my path will cross with Natasha and all the other guest stars I didn't get to work with in another show. You never know.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from the Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's gotta be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Welcome to our show.
All right, here is an email question. It's from Amy Jansen. I love so much you're all doing this podcast. It's a nice way of pretending the show never left and will go on forever. Missing Max and Jake, but hoping for future involvement. Here is some questions. Ooh, okay. I'm going to read. Maybe I could do two of these, Amy. These are great. What was the hardest episode slash scene to shoot? Ooh, okay. I'll say this. The one that comes top of mind for me. The one that comes top of mind for me is the episode where Schmidt comes and meets my grandma, played by the incredible Mother Joffrey, and he is wearing a cast because he has a broken penis, and we say some sweet words to each other, which causes him to have an uncomfortable reaction in his cast. And I remember sitting there, we're having this emotional moment scene, real heart to heart, and then Max has to make this sound of discomfort, and they want him to yell in pain. And Max went for it and yelled in a way that caught me so off guard that I started laughing so hard out of shock and awkwardness and all of it that I started to hyperventilate laughing. I fell off my chair laughing, and I crawled under the table we were shooting at laughing, and I was crying. And then I couldn't stop laughing. I don't know if you ever got the giggles like that, but you can't stop. I just couldn't stop because now everybody's looking at me. We're supposed to do another take, and I can't stop laughing. I'm rolling on the floor laughing. And now we got to bring hair and makeup back in because my hair is a mess. I like half cried my makeup off from laughter. So that was one of the hardest scenes to shoot because then you had to keep doing it. And now I had the giggles. So it was a disaster, but it was really funny. That was one of the greatest parts of the show, too, is that was like a hard, you know, like you talk about hard scenes. It wasn't like we were up all night in the rain. You know, it's just that someone would make you laugh and you couldn't recover.
Yeah.
That was a really funny scene. I was just so surprised. I didn't expect him to yell like that. If New Girl ever returned, yes, I hope. Yes, I will hope for this forever, Amy. What would your character be up to? Ooh, if New Girl returned, what would my character be up to? Well, this is interesting because it's kind of like how they ended the show, right? They ended the show with kind of seeing into the future a little bit.
So I kind of feel we have a glimpse of what the characters would be up to.
I don't know. That's what I actually really loved about doing a TV show that was so long running is that we kind of found out week to week all of these twists and turns, which is kind of parallel to our own lives. We can't see deep into the future. I'm sure sometimes we wish we could, but we can't. So it just kind of unfolds in front of us. So we can't make our choices now based on what we know is coming because we never really know what's coming. And I love that about TV, and I love that about playing a character for a long time is that you're kind of just on the ride with them. Nobody ever told us, you know, season one, your character's going to end up with Schmidt, you're going to have kids, you're going to run a business, this is what's the trajectory for Cece. No, we just kind of walk through the mess of her life as she figured it out. So I don't know what I would want for her. I just hope that she's happy. I know that her and Schmidt have such a bond that I hope that that relationship would still be going and they'd be happily raising their kids in some funny, weird future universe. Who knows? Maybe we'll do it. You never know. This is from Ogana and Yehela. Hi there. You all drink a lot of beer and pink wine on the show. What were you all actually drinking and did it taste good? Love y'all. Ooh, good question. So we did consume a lot of liquid on the show because we had a bar. So we were always parked at the bar and asked for something to drink. I feel like we always had, it was always like a sparkling apple juice, something like that, or a iced tea, green tea. We have an incredible department that helps with those things, with kind of those food and drink props. And they really ask us what we're in the mood for. Some people like caffeine, some people don't. Some people like it sweet, some people don't. I used to drink a lot of just, I think it was like soda water with lime. But I don't exactly remember what they used for the pink wine. That's a good question. It might have been like a drop of cranberry juice or something with some soda water or just water. Something very simple, something that you can drink a lot of at probably 7 in the morning when you're shooting it.
They all fake it. This is a question from Christiane. What was my favorite moment with the Ruth twins? Oh, you know what I immediately think of? Because those girls were so sweet and so kind and lovely and funny. My favorite moment actually was in the casting. I remember we were casting for Ruth, and they asked me to come in and read with these little kids. And I don't know. I've never actually been in an audition room with small kids. And all of the kids that auditioned for this role were so sweet and talented. And it's just, you know, a bunch of moms that were casting this show from our show. And it was just this tender environment to make the kids feel really safe and walked in and out, you know, hand in hand. I just remember that. I remember that moment of the girls coming in and just feeling that little bond and sense of protection and chemistry, which then lasted that entire season. Yeah, it really warms my heart. They were really wonderful. So was our family that was on set with us. It was really great. I think they had a good time too. There's another question here from Christiane. I love that you guys send in multiple questions. That's something I so would do. I don't usually have just one question. I have a whole suitcase full of questions about my favorite shows. So I'm going to answer another question from Christiane. Favorite schmeasy moment. Favorite schmeasy moment. We just talked about this, but I really did love in the kids episode the reaction they wrote for Schmidt when he thinks that Cece is pregnant. Just that absolute joy, then the freedom for him to open up to a commitment so easily because he's realized so much about his own feelings for her. And it was sweet and tender and loving. And as she doubts herself as a mother, he is already caring for her. And you really get such an insight into the layers and depths of Schmidt. And I just love that sweet moment, that caramel miracle moment was really, really lovely. And when he tells her she's pregnant near the end of the series, it was also a very sweet moment to shoot. I remember they must have bought like all the flowers in Los Angeles and filled that set. And that was a sweet moment. There were so many funny, funny, funny moments on our show where we would laugh until we would cry, like I've said, but there was so much heart on our show. So, and I got to do so much of that with Max. And yeah, I really like those moments between Cece and Schmidt. They were heartwarming and they were fun to do. It always made me smile.
There's a lot happening these days. But I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Welcome to our show.
This is a question from Sophia. Hi, I love your podcast so much. What was your least favorite part of filming? What was my least favorite part of filming? Honestly, it's just the hours. I know that sounds crazy. And trust me, it is a tiny price to pay for the best job in the entire world. But you asked the question, so here's the answer. I think the hours are really tricky because you start at sometimes 5:30 in the morning. So that means you're up at 4:30 in the morning to go to the job. So it's like constantly living in jet lag. I don't think you ever fully adapt to it because then you shoot a, you know, 12, 13 hour day and then get home and have dinner. And the hours are kind of wild, which is why I think comedies are kind of great because at least you have some sort of release where you can kind of act wacky and weird. And they capture some of that in the show from people who are sleep deprived and a little delirious. Yeah, I can't think of anything else. The cast is wonderful. The story was always wonderful. Super fun things that we got to do. We had the best fans watching the show that supported us, that kept us going. The press was also really nice to us on that show. So there's nothing really to complain about. But getting up in the dark and coming home in the dark definitely started to wear on your sense of sanity a little bit, having zero sleep. This is from Amber Lowe. First off, New Girl has made me connect with so many people and has become a pinnacle part of my relationship with my best friend. I'm a wedding photographer, and every chance I get to dance at a wedding reception, I'm always doing the slow motion chicken dance, and there's always a few people that join in. Oh, that's nice. So thankful for all the joy and hard work y'all brought to that show. Y'all are awesome. I have a few questions for y'all. Can you tell I'm from Tennessee? Yes, y'all, I can. Ooh, this one is for Lamorne and I. What was your favorite Cece and Winston mess around? I'm going to answer for Lamorne since it's just me here today. I love the babe. I know that's technically not like a mess around, but I love the babe moment. There were so many things because Lamorne and I are genuinely very close friends in real life. And like I've shared on this podcast, we shared a trailer for 8 years and we made each other laugh and we had a lot of little isms between each other. So things like you saw, like the babe, 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 that was something that we just kind of let unfold between us in a take, I think. And they just told us to go with it. That's a definite like spillover from Hannah Lamorne into Cece Winston. And we also did kind of our own little snap, snap point, little secret handshake thing. Cece and Winston, and I remember pitching that idea to Lamorne. I was like, I feel like they've got all this little stuff that they just do together. And so we created it between us and then brought it onto the show. So I love that. I love that the Hannah Lamorne mess arounds that we had for years was kind of seen by the writers and the creator of the show. And they just kind of let that become part of the show. So all of it, that was just the closest, you know, relationship I really had. And the fact that we then got to do it on TV and you all saw it and love it as much as you do makes me super happy. Here's a question from Malcolm Best. What made all of you want to play the characters that y'all played? I love this question. Because if I could have chose what character I would want to play, it would be a ride or die solid best friend. But I was definitely not in a place in my career in 2011 where I was getting to choose the characters I wanted to play.
I was just auditioning like crazy. I was out there auditioning and auditioning and auditioning. And I remember reading this pilot and I saw who was attached to it because Zoe was attached and Liz Merriweather had done it. And Jake Kasdan was attached to this project. And I read the character of Cece and it just felt like the biggest extension of who I am in real life towards my girlfriends. And I've never related to a character more. And I was so excited just to even go in and audition. And in no world did I think that I would get this role. It just felt like too much of a dream come true on every single level, but I just wanted to audition. And I got that opportunity to audition. And then they cast me. But it definitely Malcolm wasn't because like I chose the character that I wanted to play. But if I'd been in that part of my career and I'd seen this role on this show, I would have been like, yes, please. I'll have some of that. All right, last question. This isn't a new girl question, really, but kind of a new girl question, I think. So it's from, well, it says Pets Nicole. Let's see. Hi, Hannah. I saw on social media that you and Katrina Balf are friends. I'm a huge Outlander fan as well as a huge New Girl fan. So I'm super curious how you two met and became friends. That's a friend group I love to be part of. P.S. I love the podcast. Thanks. Katrina! Katrina and I met. It was, I feel like, a few months before New Girl, before I even auditioned for New Girl. And we had both been cast in a project called H+. It was a YouTube Red series, I think. And we shot it down in Chile, and that's where we met. We met in Santiago, and we were doing this web series together, and we both had not worked a lot at all. And so this was a big deal for us to be on this web series, and we became immediate fast friends. We became really close, and I've left that set and flew straight back and auditioned for New Girl and ended up booking it. And she was the greatest support and the most lovely friend as I navigated this new job in this new network TV world. She was so incredibly wonderful. And then a year later, she got Outlander, which then moved her to Scotland. And she has been basically on the other side of the world ever since. But I love her. And it's those people that you meet right in the beginning of your career before you have made it that I feel like deep down you feel like truly know you because they know you before all the stuff happens. You know, all this good big stuff happens. They saw you when you were struggling and grinding. And I saw her doing it and she saw me doing it. And we had each other's backs and we believed in each other. And I love her so much. One of the kindest, sweetest, and as you all know, most talented people out there, Katrina. If we ever do a new season of New Girl, who knows? Now I'm just saying crazy stuff. But if we ever did, because I know there's so many Outlander references, I feel like, on New Girl, because I know Liz really liked Outlander too. That could be a fun cameo. I'll text Katrina. Let's see if New Girl ever came back. Let's get Katrina Balf on the show. Right? This is a good idea. Thanks for that question. You've started a whole thing now. All right, everyone. That was me just trying to answer as best I can some of your wonderful questions. There's so many here. I will definitely do more and we'll get Lamorne and Zoe to do more. Maybe Lamorne, Zoe, and I will do one all together. We'll really unpack a lot of these questions at the end of recapping the first season. Maybe that would be fun. Get Liz Merriweather involved because she actually knows the answers to so many of these questions. There are so many questions about like Banyan Canyon and all of that that came in the email. And I don't have those answers, y'all, but Liz would. So keep sending your emails into Welcome to Our Show podcast@gmail.com. Send them as a voice memo so you can hear your beautiful voice right here on the podcast, or email them in and we will read them out loud and we'll try to get through as many as we can as we do this podcast. I love doing this podcast and I love answering the questions. That was why we created this entire thing.
So thank you for listening. And next week, we will all be back. Bye.
You've been listening to Welcome to Our Show, a New Girl recap podcast. Welcome to Our Show is a production of iHeartRadio, hosted by Zoe Deschanel, Lamorne Morris, and Hannah Simone. Our executive producer is Joelle Monique. Our engineer and editor is Daniel Goodman. The Welcome to Our Show theme song was written by Zoe Deschanel, performed and produced by Zoe Deschanel and Pierre DeRita. Follow us on Instagram at Welcome to Our Show Pod. If you have a question you'd like us to answer, you can email us at welcometoourshowpodcast@gmail.com. Don't forget to rate, subscribe, and share far and wide. Thanks for listening. We'll hear you next week.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.